96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee,
presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Gooch Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the second time in just as many days, we are live here on the Auburn High Sports Network. This time, we're back home on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers are inside their own gym, and they welcome in the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Glad you could be with us on this Tuesday night. And we were just on the air 24 hours ago when this two teams, Auburn, the girls and the boys, stepped on the campus of Opelika High and got two big-time wins. It was this varsity girls team who walked out of the dog pound, 67-20 win last night over Opelika. And they're going to try and get their second win in their second day against Benjamin Russell here at home. When we come back, we'll tell you how we got here, why this game's important, and what we saw the last time these two teams played. We'll have that for you, plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Benjamin Russell right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Just a couple of minutes away between Auburn and Benjamin Russell getting down to it. It's the Tigers and the Wildcats here on the campus of Auburn High School as the Lady Tigers will be up first and the boys will be to follow. This is not the first time we've seen these two teams and these two schools get together. We played all the way back in December. Yes, on December 3rd. That's right. That's when these two teams played last time. That was on the road up in Alex City at Benjamin Russell, where the Auburn High girls walked out with a big win, 73-45. But if you were in person or if you were joining us here on the radio broadcast, it was a hard-fought 73-45 win. Two Wildcat scorers, Anderson and Edwards, both had 13 points apiece. So Auburn's going to have to find a way to find number zero and find number one. But for your Auburn High Tigers in that game, it was 25 points from Braylee Winfrey to go along with, 30 from Brooke Hallman. That's what the Tigers did when they stepped on the floor at Benjamin Russell. What can they do here tonight against that team? This time it's at home. And just flashing back to one night ago when this team was on the road at Opelika, they walked out with a 67-20 win, did your Auburn High Tigers. That was followed by a 29-point performance from Brooke Hallman. She's had a heck of a season. December was good, and January's been better for her and this entire Auburn High School team, as they are now 19-5 overall, 3-0 in area play. This game tonight will not impact that area record, however, as this is not an area game. Benjamin Russell out of 6A. Auburn High School, of course, out of 7A. Looking forward to what should be an exciting back-and-forth game between Auburn and Benjamin Russell. We'll have starting lineups and opening tip when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Well, no official starting lineup introductions here at the gym, so we'll do our best to get you those as we go. Starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. For the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell, they tip it up. They'll be moving right to left. Auburn High is moving left to right. We start with a layup off the opening tip. Won't go down for Antoinette Morgan off the offensive rebound. It's Daly Alsobrook who gets airspace for a three. It won't go, but Braylee Winfrey is there to lay it in off the window, and the Tigers lead 2-0, and then out of bounds on the sideline by Benjamin Russell. Again, the Wildcats wearing all black tonight. They got Benjamin Russell across the front in white, white numbers on front and back with the thin white trim down the side, as they'll be moving right to left on your radio dial. Tigers wearing their home whites as they put full court pressure on now. The Wildcats in the half court launches it from three-point range. It won't go and falls into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. The Tigers in all white. They've got the blue Tiger paw on the front with the solid blue numbers on front and back. Braylee Winfrey's elbow jumper, no. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High School. Tigers moving left to right. Wildcats moving right to left. Starting lineups for your Auburn High Tigers. It's the same five we've been seeing consistently for the last several weeks. It's Kalia Tolles off the inbound, gets it to Brantley Winfrey, who lays it in with the bump. She'll have a chance at one more. She's got four, can make it five right here. The starting lineup's brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball, where number one is the senior point guard, Kalia Tolles. Wearing number 15 is the 5'10 senior guard, Daly Alsobrook. Also wearing number 20 is a junior guard in Brantley Winfrey. Wearing 23, the UNA commit, the 5'9 senior Brooke Coleman. And down low, wearing number 24 is the senior guard, or the senior post, rather, Antoinette Morgan. As Winfrey cashes in on the and-one opportunity, she has all five of Auburn Heights' points so far. As the Tigers force it out of bounds, it is off of Benjamin Russell. It will be Tiger basketball moving left to right as we look at it. So another turnover forced by this Auburn High team. We know they love to do that and steal possessions in games like this. Just 45 seconds into the opening quarter between Auburn and Benjamin Russell, Kalia Tolles is aggressive with the right hand and works her way into the free throw line. Auburn and Benjamin Russell, the girls up first. The boys will follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And after Kalia Tolles shoots the first free throw, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Kalia Tolles knocks down the first, can't connect on the second. It'll fall out of bounds off of Auburn. It'll be Benjamin Russell basketball right to left as we look at it. Again, the starters for Benjamin Russell, getting those for you as we go, and it's a turnover immediately. As soon as we get a stoppage in play, we'll dict that for you as the Tigers pick it off and hand it off to Daly Alsobrook, who lays it in for two. 8-0 Tigers. We're just a minute in to the opening quarter. Now it's Benjamin Russell in the half court for just the second time in the quarter. They cross court pass to the right side. Right hand dribble on Brantley Winfrey. Throws up a wild shot, too strong. Ball is knocked hard off the floor and corralled. It does Benjamin Russell, and then stolen away by Winfrey, who can't corral it and dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Benjamin Russell basketball. So Benjamin Russell takes a three-point attempt off the inbound. It was blocked by Daly Alsobrook. Got confirmation now finally on the starting lineups for Benjamin Russell. It is Isaiah Anderson, who wears zero. Amy Edwards wearing number one. Kaya Simmons wears number two. Gabrielle McKinney wears five. And Amaya Hester wears number 14. Those are the starting five for the Benjamin Russell Wildcats, wearing all black here on the road in the half court right to left. As we look at it, they trail your Auburn High Tigers 8-0, just a minute and a half in to the opening quarter. Can't find it from downtown. Off the right wing, ball's on the floor as Jordan Cobb is quickly subbed in for Auburn's Antoinette Morgan, forces the jump ball, and the possession arrow stays with Benjamin Russell. I'm Jacob Gons with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. Here on 96.3 W. Lee, as Brooke Coleman gets a tip on the inbounds pass. It's the Wildcats now in their own half court, have it off the left-hand side. Right-hand dribble on Brooke Coleman, spins into the lane, an open shot way too strong. And loose ball comes out to Benjamin Russell. They shoot an elbow jumper, as it was Amy Edwards who hit the floor hard. Here comes Kalia Tolles now. Surge is into the lane. Layup too strong from Kalia Tolles, who goes soaring across the floor. And the Wildcats are looking to run. Off the right wing, has airspace. Lets it go. Too strong off the side of the backboard. And now Kalia Tolles ahead for Daly Alsobrook. She gets to the elbow. Gets to the lane. Bumped as she threw it up. Almost wedged it in between the rim and the backboard. And now it's an open layup attempt for Benjamin Russell. And she takes advantage, does Anderson. The first 2 points of the game, and head coach Courtney Pritchett takes a timeout and asks what's going on with this Auburn High team. They lead 8-2 with 5:34 to play in this first quarter. Again, our starting lineups were brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. I want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 8-2, Auburn leads. Benjamin Russell, 5:34 in the opening quarter. Kind of a hot start. Didn't have an official starting lineups intro, so threw us off just by a few seconds. And so want to leave it right here and tell you a little bit more about what this game means for both sides, for your Auburn High Tigers, building on a three-game winning streak so far. And the question now is, how do you perform off of what was a dominating performance on the road late last night in Opelika, 67-20, not just a dominating win, one over your rival on the road in a hostile environment, an environment that really never had a chance to get involved in terms of the girls' game. They definitely did in the boys' game, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. That's the question for this Auburn High team, and the question posed by head coach Courtney Pritchett when he sat down with us yesterday during the halftime show of the boys' broadcast was, what is this team's defensive identity? They're trying to figure out exactly how they want to operate, what system they want to be in, and what they're the most effective in. Yes, we know they love to full court press and they love to force those turnovers, but what do they do in the half court defense, where if a team is lucky enough to get there, what does this Auburn High team want to do? We'll see if they can figure that out a little bit more tonight. It's Daly, also Brooke out of the timeout. The Tigers run a set four on the right-hand wing, and she's able to knock it down. Also, Brooks got a quick five, and Auburn is up 11-2. On the right side, it's Benjamin Russell. Throws up an underhanded layup, gets it to go, and the foul. My goodness, Amy Edwards with a finger roll. She was almost laying on the floor as she scooped it up into a prayer-type shot and gets it to fall. She's got a chance at one more. Does Amy Williams, who last time out, or Amy Edwards, excuse me, last time out for Benjamin Russell floor, and they'll pull it up. The Tigers are in the half court. Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, Antoinette Morgan back in the ballgame. It's Daly Alsobrook now on the right wing with Brooke Holman on the left wing. Winfrey stuck on the low block, throws up a shot and fouled. All five starters back on the floor for Auburn High as Braylee Winfrey steps up to the charity stripe. She had five quick points to start for the Tigers. She has five. Daly Alsobrook has five. And Kalia Tolles has the one on the split free throws as Winfrey watches her first free throw roll in and out. Something this team did struggle a little bit with last night on the road at Opelika. You wouldn't know it by the final score of 67-20, but in closer games, you got to be able to knock him down, and Winfrey does so on the second attempt. A couple of subs will step in for Benjamin Russell. Amari Cunningham, the 5'9 sophomore guard, wears number four in black, will step in and then step back down. So Benjamin Russell now moving right to left, trying to get it out of the full court into the half court. Throws it away. Picked off by Brooke Coleman. Bumped at the half court line. Finds Braylee Winfrey wide open underneath the basket. Just knew where to park herself to 20 in white. And the Tigers find her for another bucket. It's a 10-point lead for Auburn here at home. Up the right sideline go the Wildcats. Threw it away into the hands of Kalia Tolles, who then gives it back. A wild shot on the low block. Hit the top of the backboard. Comes down with it on the offensive glass. And they eventually find it into the hands of 13 in black for the Wildcats. They've got two on the board. It's 14-6 now Auburn High. Antoinette Morgan in transition. Can't get the first layup to go. But she gets the second to go off her own offensive rebound. Benjamin Russell, cross-court pass at half-court. They push ahead. Two on three. Kick to the corner. Lets it go. Side of the backboard. Braylee Winfrey looks ahead. She doesn't have numbers, and she'll slow it down. Now she pushes with the right hand. Wild shot in the lane and gets it blocked, but fouled. Braylee Winfrey, one of the numerous guards on this team. You could say her, Hallman, Alsobrook, Tolles, Nelms. When they get it in their hands, they make up their mind what they're going to do, and they just go and do it. It doesn't really matter if they've got the numbers or whether they don't. And more times than not, it works out as Winfrey knocks down the first. Auburn High 19-5 overall this season. We told you they're 3-0 in area play. This is a non-area game as Benjamin Russell's no sleeper. 17-5 overall this season coming in to this game tonight. As Winfrey splits the free throw attempts again, Benjamin Russell pushes off the missed free throw in the corner, whips it into the lane, wild pass. Don't think they were quite ready for it, and Winfrey's able to steal it. Kalia Tolles across the half-court line, the blue and white Auburn High A. Winfrey throws it back to Kalia Tolles, and nobody home. It's Benjamin Russell now with a layup attempt if they hurry, and they got it. It was Anderson, who's now got four. For Benjamin Russell, it's 17-8. Auburn High leads Benjamin Russell in the first quarter of the Auburn High girls game. 3:20 to play in the first frame. Tolles is double team right here in front of us on the right-hand side of the floor, and then a jump ball was forced. It was Amy Edwards who jumped on the floor with Kalia Toll, so one versus one. And jump ball stays, the possession arrow with the Tigers. Kalia Toll's will sub out, and Avia Nelms will sub in for Auburn High with 3:17 to play in the opening quarter. Winfrey runs the point. She's got it at the top. Kicks for Alsobrook in the corner. Three won't fall. Rebound on the floor. It's a Russell Wildcat who's got it, and then a jump ball forced by Anavia Nelms. Possession arrow does go towards the Wildcats, but a nice effort play from Two and White. 3:06, first quarter, 17-8. Auburn over Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. Right to left on your radio dial. They throw a home run pass right here in front of us at half court. Fighting for the basketball is Anavia Nelms. Are they going to call another jump ball? There's a bunch of whistles. Nobody made a signal, and it looks like they are. They are going to call a jump ball. It's a nice effort again by Anavia Nelms. Two jump balls forced in a row. Gets a possession arrow to go one way and back in favor of the Tigers. With 3 minutes counting down in the first frame, 17-8, Tigers lead, and then threw it into the corner. Alsobrook was supposed to be the recipient. She went to take a backdoor cut down the baseline and just a miscommunication and some sloppy turnovers early for this Auburn High team to the displeasurement of their head coach, Courtney Pritchett. Tigers put on a full court press, 2:50 counting down in the first quarter. It is Anderson who throws it into the corner, an open three-point attempt, near air ball, just grazed the front of the rim, and Brantley Winfrey found herself underneath for the defensive board. Long ahead pass now for Antoinette Morgan, fakes the defender and gets it to go. It was Brooke Common like she was on the flag football field and gets it to Antoinette Morgan, who's got four. Now Brantley Winfrey steals it, bounce pass to Anavia Nelms, blows the layup, but also Brooke is there to clean it up off the glass. Timeout on the floor. 21-8 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell. 2:23 to play in the first quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 21-8, Auburn leads Benjamin Russell. 2:23 to play in the first. We'll have the rest of it for you after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Out of the timeout, it's Benjamin Russell with the length of the floor to go. They get it into the half court. Now a floater from about 8 feet won't go. Brooke Coleman fights for the board off the hands of a Benjamin Russell Wildcat, Amaya Hester, and it is Auburn High School basketball. 21-8, Tigers lead with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. It's Auburn on top of Benjamin Russell. And now for the Tigers, whips it into the corner, and Avia Nelms just a foot inside the three-point arc, won't fall. And here comes the Wildcats. And in transition goes coast to coast. How about that? It was Gabrielle McKinney who gets it to go off the right side of the glass. And it's now 21-10, and then a turnover by Auburn. Brooke Coleman tried to get it to Brantley Winfrey, who couldn't get there, and it was a missed three opportunity by Benjamin Russell. Brooke Coleman now all the way, gets the bump, can't get the bucket, but she'll head to the line for two. 21-10, Auburn leads. This Wildcats team has made some tough shots already. If you take away their turnovers and the quick buckets that Auburn has scored, based off of that, it would be a lot closer so far in this first quarter. 1:33 to play. Auburn leads by 11. It's funny with Brooke Coleman as she knocks down the first free throw, her first point of the game. She was coming off the bench to start this season because she was still participating in flag football and was balling out on that side of things. But a key starter for this team now, the UNA commit. Goes 2 for 2 at the line. Her first 2 points of the game. It leads to a nice 13-point lead by the Tigers. Benjamin Russell throws it up near half court. Tipped by Alsobrook and stolen by Hallman. 1:20 to play. Down low for Nelms. Tries to get it to Tolles. Didn't need the pass, and it was stolen away. Benjamin Russell falling out of bounds. Tries to throw it off of Anabia Nelms. They do successfully. It was Isaiah Anderson falling out. The senior guard made the right play. It'll stay. Benjamin Russell basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. 23-10, Auburn leads with 1:17 in the first quarter varsity girls game. Here on 96.3 W. Lee, Wildcats throw it up, tipped out into the scorers table on the opposite side of the gym here. As we are inside Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School. Just a beautiful gym. Here at one of the biggest schools in 7A sports. Throws it off the backboard, does 13 in black. It will not go that time. And Kalia Tolles pushes it into the corner. Brooke Coleman, no hesitation. High arcing three and finds the nylon. Does Brooke Coleman. She's got 5 now in the corner alone, and Auburn's up to a 16-point lead. The Wildcats break the full court press. One-on-one layup against Jordan Cobb. She's able to affect it, and it won't fall. Now it's a bounce pass to Anavia Nelms. Way too hard off the backboard. She's done that a couple of times now as Brooke Coleman steals it. Off the rebound, 12-foot floater is good. Brooke Coleman went from 0 points to 7 points just like that, and it's 28-10 Auburn with 30 seconds in the first quarter as Kalia Tolles forces it out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table, really right next to the scorer's table, and they're going to say it was last touched by one in white. It will stay with Benjamin Russell. Liz Robinson subs in. Brooke Coleman will take a seat. For the last 26.5, it is Robinson, Cobb, Alsobrook, Nelms, and Kalia Tolles. Tigers pull back on the pressure as Anderson will walk it across the blue and high Auburn High A. The blue and white Auburn High A, I should say. Now pressured immediately by Anavia Nelms. Dropped her. The ankles touch the floor. Gets into the paint, but stolen by Kalia Tolles. Good play to back up her other guard. Tolles, aggressive, gets in the lane. All sorts of contact and no call. She's still picking herself up off the floor. It was out of bounds right here in front of us. They say Benjamin Russell basketball. Kalia Tolles ran into the trees and got absolutely whacked on her way in there. No call. And we play on with 6 seconds. It'll be Benjamin Russell basketball. They inbound into the backcourt. Now with 5. They get into the hands of Anderson with 2. She doesn't see the clock. She's at the volleyball line. Heaves up a prayer and got it to go. Oh, my goodness. Anderson had no idea what the time was on the clock. She looked up with about 0.7 seconds. And when I say a prayer, I mean a prayer. She made the shot. Give her credit. 28-13. Auburn leads. We head to the second quarter. This is Auburn High School basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
28-13 is Auburn High School's lead over Benjamin Russell as we start the second quarter here in the varsity girls game. Busy night of basketball in town as Auburn High is hosting Benjamin Russell. Over on campus of Auburn University, it's the Auburn University men's team with head coach Bruce Pearl, and the number one ranked Tigers in the country are in action against Mississippi State, a top 15 matchup. Auburn on top of Mississippi State 12-5 in that one. So we'll keep you updated on that as the game goes along. As the Wildcats are inbounding, they try to feed it to the near corner. And you can guess what happened with the whistle as Auburn High pokes it out of bounds. Wildcats moving right to left as we look at it. Tigers with their first possession will be moving from left to right. It's Anderson now with the basketball after the 35-foot three that she made at the buzzer to end the first quarter, and backs that up with a turnover right here near us, trying to feed it to Amy Edwards. Cross court with the pressure, turns it over. Auburn leads by 15, and they'll have their first possession of the second quarter. Kalia Tolls, Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey, Daly Alsobrook, Antoinette Morgan, the starting five on the floor to get this second quarter going for head coach Courtney Pritchett. It's Brooke Coleman, thought about the three straight away. Now she works it to Daly Alsobrook. Back into the hands of Hallman. Lets that one go from way downtown. It's short. And Antoinette Morgan fights for the board. Hits the floor into the hands of Winfrey, who lost it on the way up and ripped away by Amy Edwards. And now it is the Benjamin Russell Wildcats who are looking to run. As a three off the right wing, it's short. Pulled down by Braylee Winfrey and finds her point guard, Kalia Tolls. Crossover at the Auburn High A. She'll bring it up on the near side of the floor. Now she's double-teamed immediately. Hits the floor hard. Ball's on the floor. Diving on the floor. Several players. It was Amy Edwards who fought for it for the Wildcats, but Winfrey comes up with a loose ball in the backcourt. 6:55 to play. Alsobrook goes up strong off the feed from Hallman. Can't get it to fall. Now it's Hallman off the offensive board. She's on the floor fighting for it, scrambling for it on the ground. It was Gabrielle McKinney for Benjamin Russell. Forces the jump ball with Brooke Hallman. The possession arrow stays with Auburn High. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown. Home center, 6:45 in the second quarter. Auburn inbounding with Kalia Tolls, left side baseline. Looking for the back cut from Winfrey. She found it, poked away by Benjamin Russell, and it rolls into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. Step back three, bang! No hesitation three from Daly Alsobrook, and she knocks it down. Tigers are up 31-13, a minute and a half into the second. Antoinette Morgan steps in the lane, in the way of Amy Edwards. Doesn't matter. Dumps it off to Kaya Simmons, who lays it in, her first bucket of the game, and the first bucket in the second quarter for Benjamin Russell. Breaks the press, does Auburn High. Alsobrook, opposite side, got another one. Two shots, two threes, two makes for Daly Alsobrook. In this second quarter, it's 34-15. Tigers, we approach 6 minutes to play. Right to left now are the Wildcats. Three to respond on the right side. Can't bank it home. Tipped out of bounds by Kalia Tolls. I believe it will be Benjamin Russell basketball off of their miss. But that's the Daly Alsobrook we know. Last time against this Benjamin Russell team, just the 3 points there. Also against against Opelika last night, had just 3 points. So you see her streakiness at times, but man, when she's on, she is absolutely on fire. And she's got 6 points already in this second quarter. Pair that with the seven that she scored in the first quarter. A couple of subs come in for Auburn High. Jordan Cobb is on the floor for Antoinette Morgan, and off the steal is in her hand. She was fouled from behind, and it'll be Auburn High basketball. 34-15 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell. 5:50 to play in this second quarter. As Kalia Tolls will jog it across the Auburn High A. Looks to call out the play. She'll orchestrate the offense, and now she goes. Off the right side, it's Brooke Coleman. Corner, Alsobrook. Got another one! It is Daly Alsobrook's show tonight here at Auburn High. She's got 9 in the corner alone, and Auburn's up 37-15. Benjamin Russell trying to get one to stop the bleeding, and they do. It was Anderson who threw up a crazy shot to end the first quarter. She knocks down one from the right wing to put a Band-Aid on it for now. Hallman on the right wing, guarded heavily by McKinney. She picks up her dribble, now throws it to Kalia Tolls, in danger, somehow comes up with it. Tolls bricks the jumper. Winfrey comes up with it. She'll put it back up from 8 feet, and it rattles home. Braylee Winfrey had 9 in the first quarter. She's up to 11 now on the ball game. Tigers lead 39-18, 4:56 in the second quarter. In the corner, thinks about the three, takes the three, McKinney off the back iron, and an offensive board for this Wildcats team. Jumper won't go, blocked from behind on the putback attempt, and into the hands of Braylee Winfrey. 39-18, Tigers lead with 4:35 to play, counting down in this second quarter. Starting point guard Kalia Tolls will yell at her team. Give her the instructions. Looks like something a little new for this Tigers team. They whip it down to Braylee Winfrey. They faked it to Hallman in the corner, and they found Braylee Winfrey wide open down low. Beautiful play by head coach Courtney Pritchett and this Auburn High team, as then Amy Edwards launches what you think is a Hail Mary, but missed it by about 10 yards out of bounds. It will be Auburn High basketball, 41-18 with 4:15 to play. Counting down in the second quarter. Tolles across half court, left to right as we look at it. Winfrey tripped up on the pass. It's Alsobrook. Step back three, and the Heat strike. And the Heat check, rather. Can't connect. The Tigers come up with the offensive board. It's Hallman after passing it around a little bit, and it rattles it home. Does Brooke Hallman. If it's not also Brooke, it's Hallman. And another three made by this Auburn High team. Timeout called by Benjamin Russell. 44-18. Timeout on the floor. And they're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 44-18. Tigers lead. Benjamin Russell with 3:49 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
44-18, Auburn leads. Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game with 3:49 in the first half. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. It's Auburn High team playing three games in 5 days, are the girls and the boys, and preparing for Central Phoenix City. The Red Devils come to town on Friday. This girls team was able to be victorious when we went to Central just a couple of weeks ago. So looking to prepare for what they can believe will be a big punch on Friday night. Expect this place to be packed out for the girls and the boys game coming up on Friday. We'll have that broadcast for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But got 3:43 to play in the second quarter. Auburn's got a 44-18 lead. And then a reach-in foul on the dribble penetration from the right-hand side. Tried to dump it off down low, but a foul called before on Auburn High. Haven't had many fouls. That's why this first half has kind of sped by us here with just 3:39. Left to play, Benjamin Russell, baseline right. They'll inbound up to the top. They'll find it into the hands of their point guard, Isaiah Anderson. Off the right side, hands it off to McKinney. She's got it at the volleyball line. Now it's to Anderson again. Down low, feeds it to Anderson up top. She looks to shoot, won't get it to go. Edwards now has it on the right corner in front of Auburn High's bench. It's Anderson, has it at the top. She'll call out the play. They'll reset. 3:15 to play. In the second quarter, Auburn leads 44-18. They work it to Anderson now. Left wing, dumped down low, guarded by Jordan Cobb. And she affected that shot. She affected the miss and pulled down by the Tigers. Tolles surges ahead. Alsobrook in the left wing. No airspace. Dribbles between two defenders. Can't split them and now finds Jordan Cobb on the block. Wasn't ready for it. Put up is no good. Pulls down the offensive board and smartly dribbles it out. Does 11 and white. It's Alsobrook off the left side being hacked all over the place by McKinney and able to get it to her starting point guard, Kalia Tolles, with 2:40 to play in the second quarter. High screen by Cobb. Won't get it. It's Kalia Tolles now looks for a screen from Alsobrook. She'll turn the corner with the right hand. Dumps it off for Jordan Cobb. Tries to kick it to the corner for Anavia now. Knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. It stays with Auburn High. Jordan Cobb will sell out as Mackenzie Etheridge is in the game for the first time. 6 foot senior who plays down low for this Auburn High team. Hallman off the inbound. It's Kalia Tolles on the left free throw line extended. Nelms will give it back to Tolles. Dribble into the lane. Throws it up. Got hacked on the way up. No call from about 6 feet. And now Benjamin Russell off the offensive board. There's nobody home for Auburn High. Blew the layup. Then Anderson gets her own board. Misses again. And Hallman fights for the board. Reach and foul called on Benjamin Russell. And it is Auburn High School basketball. Anderson was as open as you get. She made a couple of those earlier. Just unable to connect that time, and Auburn was lucky on that. 44-18, 2:10 to play in this first half. Tolls the lob pass to Brookhoman. Kicks it to the corner for Alsobrook. Step back. Right corner three, too strong, and pulled down underneath and fed right to the hands of Kalia Tolls, who dives, saves it in the corner. Nelm saves it in the corner. Was that off of a Wildcat as she hits a chair? I believe it was. I thought it did. I thought it hit a Benjamin Russell Wildcat. It did not, so it will be out on Auburn High. And the Wildcats have it moving right to left with 1:54 in this second quarter. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 44-18. With numbers, Benjamin Russell gets inside. Cunningham throws it off the glass. She was fouled by Etheridge and an and-one opportunity. The first bucket for Amari Cunningham, the 5'9 sophomore for this Wildcat squad. And cannot convert the and-one. Brookhoman, she'll walk it up the floor. Gets it to Daly Alsobrook. She's been the hot hand in this first half. Kalia Tolls hands it off to Hallman. Back to Tolls. 1:30 to play. Dumps it down to Daly Alsobrook at the elbow. Finds Anavia Nelms left side. Feeds it down low to Etheridge. It was tipped. Kalia Tolls tips it around. Ball's on the floor. Anavia Nelms hits the floor. Kalia Tolls hits the floor. There's a Wildcat down there. Can't see who it is. All sorts of a scrum. Why is there not a jump ball called? They let them fight for it, and now there's some... Now there is some extracurriculars with Isaiah Anderson and Kalia Tolls. They let it go way too long. It was WWE style down there. And eventually a jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Wildcats with 1:17 in this second quarter. 44-20 is Auburn's lead. Reminder to stick around with us at the half. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report for you. We'll tell you about this one, give you some of the stats. Talk to you a little bit about the boys' game as well. That's all coming up at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We approach a minute to play in this first half. Wildcats feed it to the elbow, kick it out to Anderson, splits the defense, goes up strong against Braylee Winfrey, and took the hit and earned a trip to the line. Anderson goes from 0 to 100 really quick, does the 5'6 senior guard for Benjamin Russell. That was in the act of shooting, so she'll step up to the free throw line with 58.4 and trailing your Auburn High Tigers by 24. A little bit of an awkward shooting stroke for Anderson as she can't connect on the first. Kind of brings it down by the side and then brings it back up to let it fly. It works, though. Absolutely works. She's knocked down a couple of big shots, including the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. She gets that one to go as well. She has a majority of the points for this Benjamin Russell team. Had 7 in the first, make it 4 now in this second quarter. It is Hallman who steps to the side and lets it go between two defenders. Can't get it to go. Braylee Winfrey pulls down the board, and then a reach and foul. And now we got some going. It is Amy Edwards and Braylee Winfrey who are starting to get a little physical inside. Some tensions rising in this game with 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. And timeout may have been called. There was a reach and foul to start and a stoppage in play. Timeout was called. Timeout on the floor brought to you by head coach Courtney Pritchett's out at half court. He's talking to the officials, and I was trying to get a piece of what he's saying. I think he's saying exactly what I've been saying. They're letting these loose balls and these dead plays go way too long. There's scrums on the floor, there's scrums in the lane, and they're letting them be way too physical. If you're gonna call a jump ball, call a jump ball. If you're gonna call a foul, call a foul. But if, just like you do in any situation, especially in sports, you've got to step in between these players. If you let them handle it, they probably won't. And that's what head coach Courtney Pritchett was just talking about right there. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Be sure you visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. 44-21 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell with 43.4 to play in the first half. And again, we're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Give you a score update from across town in the college men's side of things. Auburn, the University men, and head coach Bruce Pearl, they lead Mississippi State 27-17, 7.5 to play in that first quarter. Alabama, slim lead over Ole Miss, 17-14, 10.5 to play in the first. And Texas A&M on the road in Lexington leads Kentucky 16-11 with 8:30 to play in the first half. It is Auburn High basketball. They'll have it in their own half court. It'll be Kalia Tolles to inbound baseline right with 43 seconds to play and a 44-21 lead. Tolles finds it to Winfrey. Thought about the three. She'll let Hallman take the three and make the three. In the end, one opportunity for Brooke Hallman. She buried it in the mouth of a Wildcat defender and a chance on a four-point play for Brooke Hallman. And she let the crowd here at Auburn High School know about it. Huge play from 23 and White. Give her three and a chance at one more. Huge shot from the UNA commit, Brooke Hallman. And the official stopped the game. Believe it may have been a sideline warning on Benjamin Russell's bench. Either way, 47-21 is Auburn's lead. Make it 48-21. Hallman converts on the four-point play with 35 seconds in this first half. It's been all Auburn against this Benjamin Russell team. This has been a lot more dominating fashion and in control than what we saw when these two teams met the first time. That one was at Benjamin Russell, this one here on the campus of Auburn High School, so keep that in mind. Auburn is having their way right now with the Wildcats. They've got it in the half court. Does Benjamin Russell high three airballed at the top of the key by 14 in black. That's Amaya Hester, the senior shooting guard. We'll give Auburn a chance for one final possession with 13 seconds to play. And right before the inbound, looks like we're going to allow Benjamin Russell to get the sub in, or nope, maybe we're not. Tried to sub in 13 and was told they could not do that. That's all right. Here we go. 10 seconds. Kalia Tolles will walk it up the floor. Now over to Braylee Winfrey, who gets it across, almost across, and now does to Brooke Hallman in the half court. And she turned it over. Tried to feed Daly Alsobrook when it wasn't there. No shot attempt is up. And that is how the first half will come to an end. 48-21. Auburn leads Benjamin Russell thanks to a four-point play by Brooke Hallman at the end of it. We'll give you stats, tell you how we got here, what's coming up in the second half, and a whole lot more. That'll be at the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School girls lead the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell 48-21 here at home. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. And it's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 48-21 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell. Last time these two teams played, Auburn walked out of their gym with a win, 73-45, and we're well on our way to something similar to that. We'll give you some scoring totals from that first half. Tell me if you've heard this before. The three leading scorers for this Auburn High girls team, Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Hallman, and Brayley Winfrey. Alsobrook with 16, Hallman with 14, Winfrey had 13. Antoinette Morgan had 4 thanks to a couple of layups in that first quarter, and Kalia Tolls had a single point off of a split free throw line trip earlier in the ballgame. For the Benjamin Russell Wildcats, it's Isaiah Anderson, who has, as of right now, she has 11 points in that first half. Simmons has 2, Cunningham has 2, and McKinney has 2 as well. And it's all Tigers right now, 48-21, as we are in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. And while it wasn't the prettiest half of basketball, some turnovers, some miscommunication, saw some new sets there as well for this Auburn High team. And in terms of trying to find your defensive identity, something that head coach Courtney Pritchett talked about yesterday with us at Opelika postgame coming into a game like this, and especially with Central on Friday, it's hard to find that when you don't have to play a whole lot of half-court offense. But give Benjamin Russell credit. They've taken some deep shots, some tough shots, and they've made some tough shots as well. Only really complaint that you could really say for this Auburn High team seems like they're running some offensive sets, some offensive plays that they aren't overly comfortable with, and having to over-communicate, if you will, and had some miscommunications on those as well. So 48-21 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. Reminder, we're going to have the varsity boys game coming up for you right here on 96.3 W Lee on the Auburn High Sports Network as well. And when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues, we'll tell you what Auburn needs to do in this second half to walk out of here with what is another win, their 20th win on the season. They lead Benjamin Russell 48-21. We're going to have that for you, plus maybe talk a little bit about the boys' game as well when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303. Or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Lady Tigers of Auburn High School lead the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell 48-21 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We came into this game questioning, how would this team perform after a dominating win on the road last night and in a rivalry game nonetheless on the road coming back home? So many factors that could play into possibly a slow start, sloppy play, things like that. No, not really. That was a mistake for us to think that about this Auburn High team as they search for their 20th win on the season. They lead Benjamin Russell 48-21. Keys to the second half. How many times have we said this? Just do what you do. Would love to see other girls get in this type of a ball game because you're going to need your depth and experience down the stretch. Could be Friday against Central. Could be in other area games that you're going to have coming up and then eventual postseason play. If something were to happen or just somebody have an off night, you got to have other players who can step up. Good news is tonight, your girls are not having an off night as Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Coleman, and Braylee Winfrey are having their way. 48-21 is Auburn High's lead. Third quarter is coming up after this, and that concludes the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll have the third quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the second half between Auburn High and Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game as head coach Courtney Pritchett's squad and the Auburn High Tigers leading Benjamin Russell 48-21 as we start the second half. The action of second half of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. It's Auburn High in the home whites. We'll be moving right to left now on your radio dial. Benjamin Russell in the road blacks. They'll be moving left to right. It'll be the four starters on the floor and Shylin Evans as an addition. So Kalia Tolles, Brooke Holman, Braylee Winfrey, and Daly Alsobrook and Shylin Evans are the five to get us going here in the third quarter. Tigers right to left in the half court now. It's Winfrey, surges ahead with the right hand. She'll hand it off to Brooke Coleman. Cross-court pass. Alsobrook tries to pick up where she left off from the first half and into the second half, and she does. Daly Alsobrook gets it to go at 16 in that first half. She's already got a three in the third quarter, and now Benjamin Russell gets a layup in transition, you could say, off of the made basket. How about Daly Alsobrook? My goodness, she's got 19 points. A breakout game for Daly Alsobrook. She has desperately needed one like this. Has 15 in white and a big-time shot from 15, and she's got Auburn up by 30 as just started this third quarter. 51-21, 7:33 to play, and fouled was 13 in black for Benjamin Russell. She steps up and knocks down the first free throw. 19 big points for Daly Alsobrook. Missed free throw there, falls out of bounds, and it is Auburn High School basketball. Holman, the baseball pass up to Daly Alsobrook, who is double-teamed, finds Braylee Winfrey, finds a cutting Kalia Tolles, bounce pass to Shylin Evans, wasn't ready for it, and ball is on the ground, jump ball is forced, and possession arrow goes to Benjamin Russell. Fifty-one, 22. is the score for Auburn over Benjamin Russell. The Wildcats bring it up the floor left to right, slipping and threw it away. It was Amy Edwards who tried to go from the near side to the far side of the floor. She slipped on her way and threw it in to the lap of her head coach on that far side. And so it is Auburn High basketball, 7-17 in the third quarter, 51-22. Tigers flirting with another 30-point lead. This time it's here at home over Benjamin Russell. Alsobrook, left wing, kicks it to the corner, down low for Winfrey. Turn, floater is good. And you can't teach that type of skill from Braylee Winfrey. 4 or 5 feet away from the basket, gets to her strong side and just turns and absolutely knocks it down. Brooke Coleman cheats on the outlet pass. It leads to a three-point attempt for Benjamin Russell, who can't knock it down, but 13 in black is there to clean it up on the offensive board. That's several now that Auburn High has given up so far in this game, and they look to push off the make. Also, Brooke, she wants another one, left that one way short. Collision down low with Shylyn Evans and trying to get a number on, Antoinette Morgan, who's back in for Shylyn Evans. And Morgan comes up limping just a little bit, so I hope she's okay. So Jordan Cobb will sub in immediately. Didn't quite see, again, Antoinette Morgan got tangled up down low. And she's going to head straight to the trainer back behind the basket. Benjamin Russell now. Aggressive with the basketball, gets into the lane. That shot won't fall. Kick out, a three-point attempt off the rebound. The kiss off the back iron falls off the right side. Out of bounds, fought for by Kalia Tolles and Jordan Cobb. Two Tigers fight for it, lose it out of bounds. And it stays with Benjamin Russell. Again, Antoinette Morgan getting looked at under the opposite basket by the training staff. So keep you updated on the senior center for Auburn High School. Wildcats inbound, right side baseline. Throws it in. Layup attempt off the inbound. No. Put back attempt on that one won't go. And it is Kalia Tolles who will jog across the 10-second line. 6:10 to play. Nearly threw it away, and she did. Kalia Tolles, just a lazy pass to Brooke Hallman, who Tolles kind of led Hallman, who just wasn't ready. She's kind of standing flat-footed. And to the displeasurement of head coach Courtney Pritchett, I'm sure he'll have some things to say when we have a chance to talk with him during halftime of the varsity boys game, as Benjamin Russell is able to get it down low. A wide open layup was blown again. That's 4 or 5 times now that Benjamin Russell has done that. And Brooke Hallman is able to get it into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. Now to the top for Hallman. Steps in rhythm. Three. Can't bank it home. And Benjamin Russell is able to clear. Amy Edwards surges up the left-hand sideline in front of her own bench. Euro step to the lane. Layup missed again. How many of those have we talked about for this Benjamin Russell team? Kalia Tolles go coast to coast. Hits the floor hard. Layup won't go. She'll take a foul and head to the line. Everybody seems to be okay. They called that on the floor? How? It was in the middle of a layup attempt. Either way, off the inbound, Braylee Winfrey's left wide open from 4 feet. She's proven she's going to make that shot, and they left her open, and she made them pay again. That's 4 points now as Brooke Hallman steals it. Winfrey, open, good. 6 points now for Braylee Winfrey in the third quarter alone. Auburn leads 57-24, a near turnover forced, but Benjamin Russell able to save it. And 57-24 is Auburn's lead with 5:07 to play in the third and a timeout called on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 57-24, Auburn leads, 5:07 in the third. We'll have more for you right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com. Or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Before we get you back to action for Auburn High and Benjamin Russell Varsity Girls Basketball, I'll give you some score updates from around the area. As Christian Griffin on the air right now over on Tiger Country, 104.5 for Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Their girls got it done over Dadeville, 56-18. That's an area play. And the Varsity boys are on top as they are probably just about in second quarter action. And Auburn University, the men and Bruce Pearl lead Mississippi State 43-27 in the first half. That one about to be at halftime. And out of the timeout, Benjamin Russell goes from left to right, gets to the lane, lays it in for an and-one layup attempt. It was Amy Edwards who got it to go, and a chance at one more. That's the first bucket of the second half for this Benjamin Russell team. They are trailing Auburn High 57-26. Free throw. Ricochets off the rim and into the hands of Jordan Cobb. She's in for the injured Antoinette Morgan. Haven't seen her come back to the bench just yet. We'll give you an update on that. Alsobrook kicks it down low. That ball was tipped off the hands of a Wildcat. They're going to say last touch by Auburn High, trying to feed it to Liz Robinson. I thought that was touched by Benjamin Russell. They saw it differently. They don't ask my opinion. And now it's Benjamin Russell basketball trying to inbound just avoid the five-second call. And throws it at half court. Now it's Cunningham. Feeds to the right wing. A bank three opportunity. Don't go. Robinson fights for the board. And Avia Nelms is able to come up with it. And the Tigers have numbers if they want it. And Tolles turns it over again. Now it is Benjamin Russell all alone. Another blown layup. And then fouled by Kalia Tolles. It was Amari Cunningham who then is teed up. Do they tee her up for that? She slammed the ball in aggravation. It wasn't at the call. She was... No way, they didn't tee her up, did they? They did. Oh, my gosh. So Cunningham's going to go to the line for two shooting free throws. A technical foul was just called. I think they called it on Cunningham. But I don't know if that's the case. She's by herself now at the free throw line. Who in the world did they just call a technical foul on? The only thing that happened was Cunningham slamming the ball in frustration because she missed the layup. She does miss both free throws. And so a clear tech was just called. Okay. All right. I was right. So Cunningham missed the layup. The first time, missed the second layup but got fouled, slammed the basketball in frustration. She was teed up, just shot her technical free throws, and then Daly Alsobrook steps up to shoot her technical, or the shooting free throws for Cunningham, and now Daly Alsobrook steps in to shoot the technical free throws. She missed the first but knocks down the second. So apologies for the confusion, trying to get clarification on that, and we got it. So now off the technical foul, one for two trip from Daly Alsobrook. It will be Auburn High basketball, 58-26 with 4:23 in the third quarter. It's Tolles who steps at the volleyball line. She's guarded heavily by Cunningham, turns the right corner, now picked up again on the right side, tried to go down low to Liz Robinson, and another turnover for Kalia Tolles. It's been a bad night for her at the point guard spot. It leads to 2 points for Anderson on the other end. Ain't just lazy passes, routine passes for this Auburn High team that they typically don't do, or either that or they're typically able to complete. And Benjamin Russell's been in the lane all night long, and Avia Nelms, her layup attempt was blocked, but Liz Robinson is there for the offensive board and cleans up the glass. She took the bump. She'll head to the line for two. 58-28, Auburn leads with 3:52 in the third quarter. First half flew by. Our quarter's taking a little bit longer. We've had more stoppages here. I think we did it all first half as Robinson high arcing free throw rattles in and out. Jordan Cobb subs out. Mackenzie Etheridge is back in the ballgame. Antoinette Morgan is back on the bench for the Tigers. And can't quite tell. Looks like she may be having a wrap put on that appears to be the left ankle. As Liz Robinson can't connect, she's 0 for 2. 58-28 our score. As the Wildcats bring it across the Auburn High A here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. Blue and white with the black circle around it. Moving left to right, they're in the half court, trying to get it to the corner for Edwards. They do. Back up top, nearly turned it over. Did McKinney work to the top now. It is Anderson. She's going to be guarded in the 2-3 zone by Auburn High on the left side of the floor and stolen. It's Daly Alsobrook ahead for Liz Robinson. Left-hand layup. No, just too strong. And rebound is knocked around to the corner. It's the Wildcats who get on the floor, and now they've got a runaway. It is all the way to the lane. Kalia Tolles was there, and a block charge or a block foul is called against Kalia Tolles for Auburn. I thought she had gotten there in time and had set her feet. But instead, they do call the charge, or the blocking foul, excuse me, as Anderson comes up limp a little bit for the Wildcats, goes down grabbing that left ankle. She was the one who took the basketball and went straight into the chest of Kalia Tolles. So hopefully Isaiah Anderson is okay. The 5'6 senior point guard is going to step up to the line and try to give it a go. With 3:08 to play in this third quarter. First free throw is good. And she is hobbling, can barely even walk on it. Klay Thompson style. Going to shoot these free throws with the injury and probably get a sub out. She does. She's got somebody at the scorer's table as soon as she gets this free throw. She missed it, unfortunately, for her. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Benjamin Russell basketball. That will bring in the sub. So Anderson will sub out. She's going to go straight to the trainer down to the other end of the floor. We'll bring in Amaya Hester, the senior shooting guard. For Benjamin Russell, they trail Auburn High 58-29 with 3:06 to play in the third. It's Hester off the inbound in the corner. They feed it down low, now back outside. A three-point attempt is good by Gabrielle McKinney, who knocks it down from the outside. Had two in the first half, has three right there on that bucket. Make it five for her. It's 58-32, Auburn on top. Auburn taking their time, getting across the 10-second line. Benjamin Russell fans wanted a 10-second call. They don't get it. Anavia Nelms now in out of control, into traffic, throws it into the backcourt and out of bounds. It's another turnover for Auburn. It's plays like this, and don't want to necessarily call it garbage time. You're up 58-32, though, with 2:35 to play in the third quarter. This has been a rocky third quarter for this Auburn High team, and all sorts of combinations of players with guards and post players. It just has not been a smooth-flowing third quarter as Benjamin Russell gets the lay-in. Good offense from the right side, down low to the low block. They lay it in for two. It's 13 in black again. Nelms has it uncomfortable. I mean, you can just tell, just not comfortable with the pressure on that side of the floor, and tries to jump and throw it and gets it knocked out of bounds as Nelms will sub out. Robinson will sub out. Etheridge will sub out. Tolles and Alsobrook stay on the floor. We'll bring in Winfrey, Cobb, and Hallman. So four primary starters for this Auburn High team. 2:10 to play in the third quarter. It's 58-34. Crossover dribble by Winfrey. Gets it to Alsobrook on the left wing. Feeds it to Tolles. Dribble baseline. Jump stop. Cross-court pass. Winfrey over to Hallman. Lets it go for three. Too short. And pulled down by Anderson. Or by Edwards, excuse me. Now ahead. A wide open layup is good for Gabrielle McKinney. Alsobrook trying to get back. Couldn't do so. And McKinney lays it in. She's got five in this quarter. And starting to make a little noise is Benjamin Russell, the fan, who have made the quick trip from Elk City, and ball comes flying right at me. I made the play, don't you worry, people. 58-36 with 1:38 to play in the third quarter. I made the play as the Tigers are moving right to left at your radio dial. It's why you tape down your equipment. It's why you got to have your head on a swivel around here. Kalia Tolles, dribble penetration, kicks out to Alsobrook, finds Winfrey, lets it go from three. Got it! She hasn't shot many of those recently, but Braylee Winfrey gets it to go. She has nine in the third quarter alone. A big-time shot from 20 and White, and the Tigers are back up 61-36 to respond to the lane. Not that time by Benjamin Russell. And then they throw it away into the hands of Braylee Winfrey, and then a push foul from behind on Benjamin Russell. See which one they're going to get it on. A couple of black jerseys were there. 106 in the third quarter, 61-36. Tigers lead, moving right to left. On your radio dial again, it's Tolles, Hallman, Winfrey, Cobb, and Alsobrook, the five on the floor for Auburn High. Tolles in the lane, dumps it off to Winfrey. Turnaround, jumper, no. Tolles hit the floor off of the off the pass attempt. Here come the Wildcats looking to run. Euro step around. Hallman got to the bucket, just couldn't convert. Offensive board and putback opportunity won't go. Great play by Gabrielle McKinney. Tigers trying to get the basketball. Another attempt for Benjamin Russell. Third time's a charm for this Wildcats team. Just cannot. It's Kamira Banks who's able to get it to fall. Just cannot get an off or can't get a rebound for this Auburn High team. And now the Tigers turn it over. It is Benjamin Russell. It's McKinney pressured hard by Kalia Tolls, and then McKinney hits the floor hard, goes down holding her knee. Hope she's okay. Her and Kalia Tolls tap each other on the back of the jersey as a little sign of respect. Hope each one of them is okay. 20 seconds off the inbound, a three-point attempt won't fall for Benjamin Russell's Amy Edwards. Tigers now can hold for the last possession of this third quarter. 10 seconds now. It's also Brooke in front of her bench on the far side. She'll pick up her dribble with 8. It's Kalia Tolls now with 7. Now with 6. It's Winfrey with 5. Now with 4. Kicks to the corner. Hallman, 3. Buzzer in and out from Brooke Hallman. What a play, taking the house down here at Auburn High. But regardless, it's 61-38 Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell with one quarter to play. We'll have it for you right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Fourth and final quarter between Auburn and Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. 61-38 is Auburn High's lead. And before we start the fourth quarter, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Just starting in the fourth quarter, it's Auburn with the basketball in their own half court. We're moving right to left on your radio dial as Brayley Winfrey can't get the banking floater to go, but a tipped rebound by Jordan Cobb leads to an Anavian Elms 3 who buries it from the left-hand corner. It is her first bucket of the night, and it's a 3 from the corner, 64-38 now. It's Auburn on top as Benjamin Russell goes right back in response. Gabrielle McKinney has all of a sudden started to find her stroke. She's got 8 in the second half alone, and that's a nice big response from Benjamin Russell. Hallman, baseball-style pass to Brayley Winfrey. Now to Alsabrook, who's got it at the point, looking for some help, picked up her dribble, turn it over. Pressure by Benjamin Russell. They got a 2-on-1 if they hurry. It is Anderson, floats it up over Winfrey, and a toilet bowl action will fall down for Anderson just like that. Here come the Wildcats. And another turnover for Auburn. Just sloppy play in the second half. The no-look pass to McKinney wasn't ready for it. Ball rolls out of bounds. Diving attempt. It is Benjamin Russell on the floor. Out of bounds in the corner. And they say it's Auburn High School basketball. I'll tell you what I notice right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is Benjamin Russell who's on the floor. And Auburn is standing around and watching. Just calling it like I see it. Auburn's got to find a way to clean it up in this fourth quarter. Get out of here with a win. And put a little effort into some loose balls. Because Benjamin Russell right now, down 64-43. They want it bad. They want it worse than this Auburn High team does. Brayley Winfrey will carve the defense. She's got it at the point inside of the Auburn High A circle. She'll hand it off to Kalia Tolls, who turns the corner with the right hand. Hand off for Hallman. Wants one. Yes! Hallman rattles it home. to knock down a three, her first bucket in this second half, 67-43. And now Steele that steps into a transition three, a heat check, hit the top of the backboard. After it hit the rim, it hit up to the pole of where the basket's hanging down here in the gym. So it was a lot closer than what I described it as. 67-43. It was 6:13 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Auburn leading Benjamin Russell. And they throw it towards the timeline in a backcourt violation. Okay, over and back is what they're going to call on Benjamin Russell. I didn't quite see it. I'm sitting right on it, but thought it was clean. It's calling otherwise. We'll take it. Auburn leads 67-43, 6:07 to play in the fourth. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us for some Auburn High School basketball. Varsity girls seemingly in control in this fourth quarter. We'll have the varsity boys coming up for you next. Auburn stagnant on offense. We're moving right to left on your radio dial as Anavia Nelms gets into the semicircle. Hands off to Brooke Coleman. Sends it down to the corner. Winfrey, bounce pass out. Tries to get it to Hallman. Was it tipped? It was not. So they will say an over and back call on Auburn High. Just a lot of dribble penetration and nowhere to go. We're getting to a destination and not having the secondary pass is what's happening to this Auburn High team. They know what they want to do initially, just not thinking through what the second, third, fourth action is going to be. That's really got us stuck here tonight so far, as Brooke Carmen thought she cleaned that tipped it cleanly into the scorer's table. They say otherwise as Anabia Nelms will sub out. Daly Alsobrook steps in on the floor. So on this right side now, on the near side, that is, Anderson has it at the top. She's standing nearly heels on the half-court line with 5:20 to play in the fourth quarter. She'll find it to Cunningham. Turns the right corner. Gets all the way to the lane, and that doesn't happen often. Nobody stepped in front of Cunningham, and just an easy stroll down Main Street for four in black lays it in, and the Tigers maybe just trying to kill a little clock and get out of here with a win with 5:05 to play in the ballgame. Winfrey, right side, gets to the lane. Floats it off the glass, but cannot fall. What seemed to be a normally routine shot from Brantley Winfrey just had a little bit too much spin on it. It doesn't go that time. Kick down low. It is for Benjamin Russell. Down low. Kicks it to Banks. She lost it. Tigers push. Alsobrook with the left hand. No layup, but a foul. Got the layup attempt to go. As Daly Alsobrook hits the floor hard, she's helped up by Brooke Coleman. Alsobrook, I'm going to say just 4 points in the second half. That's because she had 16 in the first half. So she's doing exactly what she's supposed to do. Does the FIU softball commit? Where's 15 here on the hardwood? And the righty bricks the first free throw. Struggles for Auburn at the free throw line in the last couple of games. Have to clean that up. We ask, how do you get better? How do you prepare for Central Phoenix City, who walks into this gym coming up in just a few days, cleaning up turnovers, cleaning up free throws, and diving on the floor for loose balls? Those are things that will help you win championships, as Alsobrook is able to split and knock down the second of the two free throws. 68-45 is Auburn's lead. Benjamin Russell out of control somehow gets it to McKinney. Knocks it down again. Oh, my goodness. McKinney can't miss in the second half. She's got six in the quarter alone. She had five in the third. It's 11 points for McKinney and Benjamin Russell. It's Winfrey. She wants a three. Got a three. Brayley Winfrey's knocked one down from both corners so far in this second half. She is by far the highest scorer of this ballgame. 71 points for Auburn with 4:10 to play in this quarter as Riley Finger subs in wearing number 50 for Auburn High tonight. She's in for the first time to go along with the four-guard set of Winfrey, Alsobrook, Hallman, and Kalia Tolles. Hallman guarding the basketball on the far side of the floor. They throw it inside to a cutting Cunningham, whose layup hits the bottom side of the rim. Good defense from Auburn High. And then now they look to bring it up the floor. It is Kalia Tolles. Had her pocket picked. It's McKinney. Goes all the way to the lane. Winfrey was there and affected the shot. Here comes Kalia Tolles now. She'll sprint across the timeline. Looks for finger down low. Had it and rips it away from a couple of defenders. Looks to go up with it. Had it blocked and can't get it to go. And then a reach-in foul, or a shooting foul, rather, called on Benjamin Russell. They're going to get it on Kaya Simmons, which will send Riley Finger, who wears 5-0 for this Auburn High team. 6'5" is the center for Auburn High. Tallest player on this team for head coach Courtney Pritchett. That can extend a 71-48 lead with 3:40 to play in the fourth quarter. First free throw from Finger, no good. Bradley Winfrey, Brooke Hallman will sit down. Liz Robinson is in the ball game along with Anavia Nelm. Second free throw from Riley Finger rolls in and out. A lane violation is going to be called on the Wildcats. How about that? Lane violation called on Benjamin Russell. So that's going to put Riley Finger back at the free throw line. She went 0-for-2, but a chance to make up for it right here. Riley trying to get on the board would be just the fifth Tiger to do so. And she banks it in. Riley Finger is on the board. Number 50 gets in and gets into the action as the Tigers trying to force a turnover, rolling out of bounds on the baseline. Liz Robinson just couldn't quite catch up to it as Riley is grinning ear to ear. Big time stuff from 5-0. And she'd be the seventh Tiger. I miscounted. Math isn't my strong suit. Seventh Tiger to get in the scoring column for this Auburn High team. Off the left side now. That's a three for Benjamin Russell. Skies it. And Anavia Nelms gets on the floor. Rolled a couple of times trying to avoid a few defenders. She's going to get called for the travel with 3:25 to play in the fourth quarter. 72-48. Auburn leads Benjamin Russell. And the Tigers fell asleep. Fell asleep on the inbounds pass and an easy layup for Auburn High, and head coach Courtney Pritchett letting them know about it. We'll be intrigued to hear what Courtney Pritchett has to say as the Tigers turn it over again. Nelms just a little too aggressive off that right sideline and stepped out of bounds. Thanks to the pressure of Benjamin Russell, got to give him credit. This is how the first game went. It didn't start this way tonight as that three does not fall for Benjamin Russell. Riley Finger pulls down the board. This is how the first game went. Auburn High pulled away and got a big win, but Benjamin Russell did not make it easy. There's Riley Finger on the layup attempt. It's good. Gets the field goal to go. Liz Robinson gets the assist. Riley Finger's got three here tonight off a free throw and a layup, and then picks up the shooting foul as it was Kaya Simmons who got behind Riley Finger. She'll step up to the line with 2:46 in this first quarter. How about Riley Finger getting in the ball game? Knocks down a free throw, gets a big time shot to go as well. As the first free throw is left short by Kaya Simmons. Mackenzie Etheridge subs in as Daly Alsobrook's day is done. Alsobrook into the game with 21 points. As the second free throw rattles home for Simmons. Liz Robinson dumps it off to the right side. It's Anavia Nelms. She'll push it up the right side, gets all the way to the baseline, and then a reach-in foul. Trying to stay with her step for step was Amaya Hester. And had to use a little contact to do so. Stick around. We'll have a quick post-game show coming up after this. Try to get an Auburn High player on. And then get straight into a quick pregame show for the Auburn High boys as they'll take on Benjamin Russell right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Anavia Nelms stepped on the baseline, but a foul before it as she dribbled baseline. 74-51, Auburn leads Benjamin Russell. 2:30 to play in this fourth quarter. It is Riley Finger Liz Robinson, Mackenzie Etheridge, Kalia Tolls, who inbounds to Robinson for three, too strong. And Anavia Nelms on the backside. Here comes Benjamin Russell now, one-on-one. And Nelms is there, but unable to get the block. Amaya Hester lays it in with the left hand. Hester is on the board for the first time. One of the starters for this Benjamin Russell team. Robinson lost it into the half court, dives on the floor, trying to preserve it, and unable to do so. A turnover for the Tigers. Two minutes and 11 seconds. We're counting down in this fourth quarter. Benjamin Russell left to right on your radio dial. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 74-53. And we'll have a quick post-game show, get you into a pregame show, and get you ready for the varsity boys action. Another three off the right wing. This time it's Amy Edwards who watches it fall in the eyes of Kalia Tolls with 1:50 to play. Robinson turned it over, trying to force it to Tolls. Blocked from behind and then a nasty fall. Oh, my goodness. Gabrielle McKinney goes down awkwardly. No ill intent whatsoever. Just blocked from behind by Liz Robinson. And McKinney able to step up immediately. My goodness, that could have been a whole lot worse. Could have been a whole lot worse. But McKinney pops right back up. She'll step to the free throw line. And she's got the mismatched shoes going on. Green on the left, orange on the right. Does five in black. The 5'7 sophomore. She's been a great, great player tonight. As she can't find it on the first. McKinney in this second half alone has 11 points. Had just two in the first. She's got 11 in the second half. As Riley Finger, Liz Robinson subs out. Olivia Quinones is in. Mackenzie Etheridge is in. Shylin Evans is in as well. A couple of subs will come in for Benjamin Russell. Kamira Banks is in. As Amaya Hester's day is most likely finished. Second free throw for McKinney. She missed the first, missed the second as well. Shylin Evans tracks down the board, tries to save it, falling out of bounds, goes out of bounds in front of the Benjamin Russell bench. It will go to the Wildcats. You love the effort, though, from the senior Shylin Evans. But unable to preserve it to one of her own with 1:43 in the fourth quarter. Off the left side, a three from McKinney, air ball, but pulled down underneath it to Kaya Simmons. That's how it normally goes on an air ball shot. It's the offensive team who normally is ready for it. And lays it in for her second and third points. Kalia Tolls tripped up at the half court line. How in the world is that a turnover on Auburn when Kalia Tolls was tripped at the half court line? It's going to be a turnover for Auburn High. I don't understand that. I know it's 74-58, but Kalia Tolls, the only reason she hit the floor and lost the ball was because she got tripped up by the defender. And either way, it's another turnover for the Tigers with 1:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Right hand, corner three, can't fall for Benjamin Russell. Push from behind, offensive foul on Amy Edwards. On the rebound attempt by Benjamin Russell, I believe they got the back of Anavia Nelms. So it is... I believe that's the fifth foul for Benjamin Russell this quarter. It is. First time we've even really looked up there. There haven't been a ton of fouls in this game. There's a lot of turnovers and missed shots, really. With 1:18 to play, that does put Shylin Evans. So my guess was incorrect. It was not Anavia Nelms. It was Shylin Evans who was the recipient of a foul. Her first free throw was good. Good for Shylin. Gets on the board. Her and Riley Finger both on the board. For the first time tonight, Navia Nelm sits down. Liz Robinson back in the ballgame for the Tigers. Double zero. Steps up and goes two for two. How about that? A senior is on the board for Auburn High, who has an 18-point lead here at home over Benjamin Russell with 1:10 to play in the quarter. Now they work it to the left-hand side. They get it to Banks down low. Falls on the layup attempt hard. And believe they're going to get Mackenzie Etheridge on a swipe of the arms. This fourth quarter is dragging out. We may have been playing this fourth quarter longer than we played the whole first half. Either way, it will put... Oh, they called that on the floor. Okay. All right, they didn't give her the shot attempt. Apologies on that. Off the inbound, a three. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound fought for out of bounds near us into the bench, or excuse me, into the bleachers. And it will be Benjamin Russell basketball. 58.7 to play in the fourth quarter. 76-58 Auburn leads over Benjamin Russell. McKinney inbound three. Got another one. My goodness. It has been Gabrielle McKinney the entire second half. She has 9 in the fourth quarter alone. About 14 in the second half for Benjamin Russell, which is going to make this game look a whole lot closer than it really was. They've cut this within 15. There was a 30-point lead at one point for this Auburn High team. And thanks to Gabrielle McKinney, she has made it and cut that thing in half. With a stoppage in play, a check foul on Kalia Tolles puts them in the bonus. Kalia will step up to the line.
I'm not worried about this. I might do it now.
76-61, Kalia can't connect on the first. 47.2 in the fourth quarter. She goes 0 for 2. Mackenzie Etheridge pulls down the offensive board and throws it out to Olivia Quinones. She steps in about 18 feet and lost it. Thought about shooting it, but she lost it. Here comes McKinney now off the right side. She's got Mackenzie Etheridge guarding her. Kalia Tall steps up, throws it to the elbow. Jump shot dies off the back iron and falls for Kaya Simmons, who has 5 in the fourth quarter. And you look up, it's a 13-point lead for Auburn, a 13-point deficit for Benjamin Russell as the Tigers turn it over again in our own court. Inside the lane, it was Kalia Tolles trying to feed it down low to Shylin Evans. And then a reach-in foul on Benjamin Russell on the loose ball. Apologies. On Auburn High, just the third foul on Auburn, though. Does not lead to free throws for Benjamin Russell. They've got it with 15 seconds. They'll bring it up the left-hand side, guarded by Olivia Quinones. It is Amy Edwards. She's got it with 10, penetrates the lane with 9, kicks it out for an 8-foot jumper with 5. It won't fall. Shylin Evans is able to clear. She'll hand it to Kalia Tolles, and that is how the ball game will come to an end. 76-63, Auburn wins over Benjamin Russell. A sloppy win at that, but a win is a win, and the Tigers will move to 20-5 overall. They remain 3-0 in area play with this not being an area game. Benjamin Russell falls to 17-6 overall on the season. Stick around. We'll try to get a player on to join us in the postgame show and then get you right into the pregame show for the varsity boys as Auburn High girls beat Benjamin Russell 76-63 here at home. We'll talk about it more coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303. Or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.